Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. So, I suppose, roll that for me. I'm trying to remember how it works, and I'm going to
look at the book. Me too, man. I'm looking as well.
Where is mind, and how do you do that? Puppetry and possession.
Yeah, now that I'm looking at the rule set for it, I'm not seeing anything that would be specifically what I'm doing here.
Okay.
It's all it says puppetry and possession, but none of this actually looks like possession. Invoking spirit possession, that's not what I'm doing.
I think this would basically come down to total command.
We love the rules. Done it twice so far tonight.
Oh. I hate when you think that you're on, like, a thread that's going to be, like, okay, this will lead somewhere, because I went to the spirit section for possessing and see about how spirits can be made to possess someone else, but it also doesn't say what the opposing role for that is there.
Willpower.
Is it just opposing willpower?
Because
possessing someone else is saying that it's just spirit for mind two, or spirit for mind four.
If you're trying to get someone to go against his wishes or beliefs, or if he's not willing to submit to domination, then the difficulty is that character's current willpower plus three. Mages and night folk, as noted above, are automatically willpower plus three or plus five. So I would argue that it would be, then under total command, it says to override all objections and take over his personality so that he won't even remember what happened afterward. You need at least 10 successes or 2 successes per point of willpower if he has willpower 6 or higher.
I'd probably be going with force to force someone to do something they wouldn't have done on their own. You need at least 1 success for each point of willpower.
Yeah, so I don't think it's an opposed role. I think it's just your role is overriding their willpower stat.
Okay. And I suppose, in light of this information, it would be more of a making contact with this creature as I teleport out to burrow nice and deep into its... No, still has to be astral projection. So, what, just my willpower at the difficulty of his plus three?
Mm. Yeah. Which would be diff 9.
Damn, okay.
Rare creatures have lots of willpower.
Not the ones I've played. I feel jealous as fuck. Well, I'm going to spend a willpower on this.
Okay.
And that is going to bring me to a total of 3 successes to commence operation take over this thing's brain.
Okay. I believe that takes us to the end of rage actions.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. So Chase, you start burrowing your way into a very weird mind. Because you can feel a mind pattern. There is a mind pattern there. There is a mind. But it is currently liquid. And that is weird. It's you're having to kind of force your brain to feel out a liquid brain and try to be liquid, and that's fucking weird. But you can feel yourself burrowing in. Frogman is resisting. It is clearly a fully intelligent being. And is not keen on having you burrowing into its brain. In the meantime, unbeknownst to everybody that isn't Jesse and Tyrion, drop dice again.
Don't do that.
Do it.
Can we get a... Can we have a dice dropped counter?
Three. Everybody hears a sonic boom. Tiernan and Jesse are the only two to immediately know exactly what is happening here. The entropic forces of the universe, with their 10 successes, have responded to your pull and aimed the power of the goddamn galaxy at this fucking snake. And there is a blur and an explosion as what appears to be a small meteor falls from above and smashes into the left side head of this fucking creature. You had 10 successes on an entropy curse, dude. That's Damocles satellite level bullshit.
Let's fucking go.
That's phenomenal.
Talking about festering wounds, sir. No.
I would agree. A curse of catastrophe does include meteors flattening your life.
It's a small meteor. It's like probably the size of a cinder block or so, but it's coming in at Mach Jesus. And with another unholy shriek, the left side head falls over, leaving the right side head and not much else still vertical. Roll me initiative.
Or another initiative roll. Shit.
Got to hit the right side head. It did hit the right side head?
It did not.
He deleted the right side head, though.
Right side of the screen, not right side of it.
Oh! Oh, good. Okay.
Arnar!
That's another 10 for... That puts my initiative at 20 again. I don't even gotta change it. Go!
Samson's still last. Or still 10. Maybe not last, but probably last.
Not last.
I've been getting invincible clips, which means every time you say Samson today, I've heard Black Samson. With the shit along the lines of, like, you don't have to call me black every time.
All right. Olathe.
Yeah.
What you doing?
Well, I believe it's, what, one square per dex?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, River's gonna pop out early this turn and take care of getting me out of the negatives. And that puts me just short of this thing. But, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 puts me to there.
So you're operating at dex 7 currently, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And having moved at that rate, I'm assuming I am now taking some kind of paradox, or not. Is it paradox for that? Or pattern bleed?
That would be pattern bleed. I just gotta remember how to do that. We are making me use all the goddamn books today.
Making you use all the goddamn books today. That's the goal, buddy.
Go ahead and start doing whatever you're doing roll-wise while I remember how to do this.
Well... This thing looks really fucked up, right?
It is turbo fucked up.
Cool. And we've already got... Did we decide it was forces 2 would call lightning from the sky?
Yeah, I believe so.
Cool. Then, we're gonna call lightning from the sky. Hey. And that is 3 successes of lightning at forces 2.
All right, so roll me 6 damage dice.
2, 4, and 6. And damage dice. Was I able to good luck charm damage rolls?
Negative.
Alright, that's 1 damage.
M.
Okay, yeah, that gets soaked.
Not even gonna roll for it, you bastard!
Alright, I'll roll 12.
No, it's fine.
I'll roll 12 dice and see if it gets doesn't get one success.
It's fine.
Quintuple botch!
I know I have read this before, and I don't fucking remember where, and I've got 4 books open.
Is it not? Alright, let's see.
Any of the other DMs in the room fucking remember how pattern bleed works?
You essentially start fighting against your stamina, I think? to just straight up take damage, as your body can't exist in that form. If it's bad enough, I think you get paradox.
Yeah. I never figured out. I never have seen nailed down rules for it in my campaign when I was running. I just went with rolling ag damage. One die for every dot you were over. Five.
That seems fairly reasonable.
So, like, if you're only at six, it's just gonna be a 50-50 shot of taking some damage. But if you push
can
it to
you
nine,
not soak it?
It's dangerous.
I would say no, because it's that's kind of the point.
Not without a separate prime effect to keep your pattern intact.
Yeah, I don't know how you would soak the fact that your
okay, here it is.
Pattern is disassembling itself.
Wait. Under life, it is mentioned when using use to inflict or repair damage, life deals aggravated. Organisms that are radically altered by life magic suffer pattern bleeding, an exertable quintessence link that inflicts one level of lethal per day.
That's not the same thing as pattern bleed. That is if you're modifying something with life magic.
Yeah.
That's I read that too. That's not the same concept. Bollocks. I'm gonna go with what Bird said for the moment. And I'll be digging around in the book and see if I can clarify that. So I'm just going to roll two dice for potential frag damage. It's a five and a seven, so 1 point of ag. So Olathe sprints forward, moving, like, really fast. Uncannily fast. And kind of feels like something down the middle tears a little bit. It's not a pleasant feeling. Calls down a lightning bolt from above that pops the creature, and it seems to shrug it off. Creature is going to I can't move it quite as far as I would like, but would like to not goddamn be here anymore. And has shifted back to there as it tries to withdraw from this situation that it no longer believes that it can win. Leaving, basically dragging a dead head and a limp neck and its own smoldering body, because there's not a whole lot left of this son of a bitch. Astoria. Nope, not Astoria. It's not.
It did not. You got to sort. Click the sort button.
Yep. Okay. Now it's properly sorted. Our remaining Froge Man. Chase, you had three successes on trying to take control of this guy's brain?
Yeah.
Okay.
And because of that, Froge Man currently has a brain full of DJ Snakes. You know you like it.
Incredible.
That's gonna be fucking terrifying. For real, if this is a werefrog, that means that it's a real fucking dude.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
Yeah. Somebody teleported away. And now he's a puddle that currently has some random person not gently clawing their way into his brain.
And playing a
while
song.
While house music plays.
You know you like it.
Yes.
Okay.
He's now listening to Chase FM, The Drift.
Combat has taken long enough that I've waxed my entire face.
Hey, Lamau. All right. He'd like to not be here anymore.
Damn shame, buddy.
So this is a little weird because stepping sideways is not really something that can be necessarily opposed, but you do have a chunk of free real estate in his brain.
I'm just going with him.
Okay. If you're not going to resist him, he's going to step sideways into the Umbra. He is fucking out of here. So, Chase, with your little tether into his brain, he is in the Umbra and trying to not be anywhere near here anymore.
And the music doesn't stop. That's got to be the most deeply unsettling thing for a werecreature, is going to a different dimension and still not escaping.
Yep. And that'll bring us to the Terran bird.
Let's see. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Well, at the end of the rage actions, Terran will be at the creature. But for now, he'll be... Whoops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because that's all I can do.
Chase.
Yeah.
You are partially in a werefrog's brain that is in the Umbra, desperately humming something that isn't the music that you're piping into his head to try and drown that out as he hauls ass for creepier environs.
I love that. I would like to continue with my willpower assault.
Okay.
And I would like to, I suppose, kind of violence as a focus this by using Arate to lower my difficulty to assault his willpower.
Okay.
And I'm going to do this through terror. If that's acceptable to you.
Sure.
Should be, I believe, mind 3 to fuck with people. Really just mind 2, honestly, to fuck with people's emotions. And scare the shit out of this dude until he's at a point where I'm gonna, you know, have an easier time taking over his brain. And that is going to be 7, 9, 6, 9. So I guess it doesn't really matter what the difficulty should have been.
Not with that roll, no.
So minus 4 to the diff to bring me back down to willpower at diff 5.
Yep. Also, before I forget, please apply one more point of back damage to Mr. Samson.
Yes. That is going to be 6 successes to continue taking over his mind, bringing me up to 9.
Okay.
And I guess if that's sufficient, how that's going to manifest is going to be him, you know, getting into the Umbra, starting to run away, and the world around him begins to dissolve as the music fades from music into radio static, and the world fades into TV static, with just Chase standing in front of him in a void at the end. Lean in real close. I own you now.
Listen, just let me go. You won't see me again. Just go. It's fine. I'll find somewhere else. We're good.
Probably not, man. There's worse stuff out here than weird worm snakes. And it's your unlucky day.
Alright, what do you want? Just what do you want?
Everything. And I think that's probably gonna be a good place to end my turn.
Okay. Tiernan.
Yeah.
You just whacked a giant snake catfish demon monster with a meteor. What doing?
How hot is that area currently?
It's pretty much confined to the creature's meat, actually. Like, the meteor is probably inside its body still.
Oh. But super hot?
Yes.
Like smoking crater?
Yes, there is a smoking crater in the fucking dead neck of this thing.
Yeah, it just seems like a great thing to... Just to make sure I'm on the right track here. Forces 2, I'd just love to...
Blow it up.
Out of that. Like, if it's a smoking crater, reignite it kind of things.
Blow it up.
Okay, so forces 2 to basically, like, enhance, spread, redirect the heat to continue cooking this fucker?
Yeah, just radiating to... If I could tap life into it to focus on anything that is still functional, so I'm not just, you know, cooking what is essentially already dead meat.
Okay.
Which,
so...
Who knows? Tar monster. Probably shouldn't eat it.
Probably shouldn't eat that. Yeah, so give me a Arate roll at a difficulty of 5, I believe, is all you're really going to need for that?
Feels like it. Feels like cheating to have it that low at this point.
A little bit.
Can I ask a question that's going to fuck with this?
Oh, God.
It's inside the creature.
Line of sight.
Can he see it?
I can see the heat around it.
Yeah, I would say he can't see the meteor, but he can see the heat radiating off of it.
Fair enough. It made that's filled with heat.
Yeah, and I just want to, I don't know, this splice of life or entropy kind of dealer's choice on that one, whichever one would fit better in, you know, it's running away. I'd sure love those limbs to not have all their muscles and nerves attached anymore for control. I don't know how this thing actually functions, but... I don't really have anything other than time, and I don't think I can rip a meteor out without seeing it truly.
Yeah.
Paradox of re-bringing down a meteor.
Send it back.
Return to sender, bitch!
The method of doing this is kind of just walking at it all 8 feet or all 8 meters. Tiernan has 2 dex. chanting the banishments of Tyr.
Incredible.
Because, you know, verbal prayer.
Yeah.
That's a focus. I don't particularly have any quintessence or anything to throw at it, so 3 suck. Burn, bitch!
Okay, that sounds like 6 damage dice of cook snake.
Holy shit. Five successes.
Five successes.
Is internal fire aggravated?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just...
It sure fucking is, buddy.
You know what we've probably all been forgetting here? That singular line in the book about forces magic that says fire, lightning, and a similar forces effect get a plus one to the damage after you've rolled.
I thought you were going to say we were forgetting paradox.
Oh, the one
probably
three?
That too for you guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like three successes on a forces roll would be six damage dice, and then just add one to however many you roll.
Yep, I was remembering that for Prime, but I forgot that, that was also the case for this. So yeah, six damage, actually.
We're going to retroactively add two for my little zippity zaps. Grab that out.
Sure.
The spite man.
Sure. This thing is like Swiss cheese, like burning Swiss cheese. It smells awful.
Like Swiss
and
cheese.
And it is like barely inchworming along the ground trying to get away.
It smells like corruption being cleansed.
Bad.
Terrible.
All right, Astoria.
Surprising no one, I'm gonna heal Terran Bird. Astoria, also having figured out a couple of things over the time period that we were away, rolls up her sleeve to a tattoo that the party's probably seen. It is a Terran Bird lookalike in flight on her forearm, and she is going to kind of prick her finger on the edge of an arrowhead and draw a sigil over it, a sigil of healing for Deterran Boy with that is going to be spirit 3 life 3 to heal.
Yep.
Okay. So d6.
Unless there's any moon related changes.
Check, hold on. It is still the 19th of March.
20th.
Doesn't make a difference until we get to the 25th. Okay, so that is a plus one for being midday, a minus one for it being a quarter moon, waxing, so it is a plus zero.
Perfect.
So two successes, which will get rid of one of Terran's ag.
Yep.
Okay, and I suppose I will continue trying again next time.
Is Terran poisoned, or was this, like, the blistery fog thing?
This was the blistery fog thing.
Okay, I didn't know if that had a poison attached to it also.
It did not.
Cool.
But aggravated damage does continue to hurt you over time, if it's not
so that. So she is stabilizing that, hopefully, so that it doesn't continue to get worse.
Oh, it is not to be fucked about with. Is anyone... Is anyone injured?
Aletha, I think, is... been healed. Samson is slowly dying. You were hurt and are healed. I think everybody else is okay. And that brings us to Jesse.
All right. We're going to do it again. It's been working. And, you know, I've got range. So, zippity zap. Let's hit the same spot for the third time. I bet it's pretty tender right now. Yes, literally that. Yes. Like I said, we are going full storm on this bitch. I'm so nervous. I feel like this roll is gonna be bad. Oh, it was not. Okay. Okay, three successes. A 10 rerolled into a 1.
Okay. So roll me 6 damage dice.
Okay, let's see. These two look like lightning. This one looks like fire. This
lightning in your face!
Tens don't reroll.
No.
5. Plus the 1.
Plus the 1. Jesse. How do you want to do this?
So it turns around and starts, or I assume it turned around.
It's kind of like dragging itself away while trying to maintain eye contact with you. But yeah, it's looking at you.
Okay. Well, then she is going to start like not quite running at it, but definitely walking in its direction. And she's going to say, "Don't you fucking run from me." And zap. Okay.
So this thing catches the lightning bolt in the area that has been repeatedly lightning bolted. And you kind of see lightning snake under its skin, under its scales, and kind of a burst of like flash heated blood and whatever the hell else is inside this thing comes bursting up out of that hole, and the whole bitch goes limp and collapses to the ground.
She's gonna like jerk to a stop and kind of look surprised, like she didn't actually expect that to happen.
Whoa.
Oh. We did it.
Aletha is probably going to jog to a stop. And look back, make sure there's no more of those frogs. We did it!
You Fuck. Do not seem well.
Hurts a bit. And, I think Aletha and River are going to, work on that. Ben, I don't know if you actually want rolls for that or not. Like, technically, I should have.
Muted.
Oh, you have, like, what, 1 point of ag right now?
I technically got another one. I do want to note it, according to how do you do that, I'm not quite, it talks about some of the changes, so I want to go over that with you later, but I think it might have supposed to be lethal, not ag damage. But,
it might be lethal. It's still not soakable, but I think that's probably why I'm thinking it's ag, because it's not soakable. But yeah, it might be.
We can go over it later. Yeah. But yeah, do you want a roll for Aletha to heal 1 ag damage?
Yeah, go ahead.
Alright. See if I manage to bot this.
And yeah, we That's are out of initiative at this point.
We are out of initiative? Okay, Samson is also going to run over to Aletha and look generally as though he is not feeling well.
Alright, after
you know, please fix me kind of way. Yeah.
Aletha's gonna kneel down and start working on the Samson, and River's gonna hop out the bag to help. So River will be taking 1 off immediately. Mm-hmm. And then Jesus. Hey. How we doing? Okay. Let's see. Minus 2 to heal. Samson, we... 6. So, another 3 ag off. I rolled 10, 10, 9, 9. Rerolled 9, 5.
Amazing.
So, that is total 4 ag off of Samson.
You just added, like, 3 weeks to his life there.
He's getting good pets and head scritches.
Oof.
How many paradox did I get for going full storm?
I think one per lightning strike.
Yeah, it should have been one per lightning strike.
That's it? Do I get one for summoning the clouds?
It
was kind of an overcast day before, wasn't it?
I'm going to say no, because that's not super blatant. I would say,
cloudy.
Yeah, I mean, if you, like, summon a blizzard in the middle of a summer day, or you, like, summon a hours-long rainstorm in the desert or some bullshit, I could see that. But you, yeah, like, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
But yeah, it would have been three for the using forces for damage. And I guess that goes to everybody else as well.
Yeah, Olathe got one. So,
does everybody give me your paradox totals if you were doing that?
Two.
Four.
Okay.
Although, I do think now that everything has stopped and the adrenaline is crashing, Jesse might throw up.
Well, you rolled a five, so you don't blow up. No, I'm not going to say that. I've still got to apply the permanent paradox thing, but I haven't done it yet officially, so I'm not going to say
that. It's just the one, right?
Yeah.
I already had it on my sheet.
Oh, so your four is counting the permanent paradox.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Then yeah, you had a five, you're Gucci. Olathe, you said how many?
Two.
You rolled a four, so you're Gucci.
Is Samson fully healed?
He only had two. He's fine. Thank you.
Not good.
Tiernan, paradox. Did we lose her? Did we lose our Chris?
Oh, sorry. I was muted.
Chris boy!
Two, one for time and one for heat rock.
Okay. That's a nine, so you're good. I cannot wait till your dedicated D20 gets here. It's beautiful.
Is anyone else hurt?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think we managed to keep it to Olathe and the familiars this time, for the most part.
I mean, separate tier.
Well, he undid his own. So Tyranny's like a familiar.
No? Okay. Jessica kind of wanders through the battlefield checking on everybody before stopping at Astoria and just kind of giving her a smile and then reloading the crossbow while continuing to scan for more fucking frogs.
So,
speaking of more fucking frogs.
Yeah. Chase, you still have a frog on a leash.
Chase is still fucking 500 feet in the air.
And that is, before we get super far along, in case this is even the slightest bit of foreshadowing, piece of information number one we're digging out of this guy's head is, are there more that we should be expecting?
No.
Okay. Continue on. Chase is going to be more or less in the umbra slash floating in the sky, as far as they're aware, for however long it takes to peel this dude's brain apart and learn everything that there is to know about the situation in the area.
Okay. Pretty much, like, yeah, this will be happening, like, as you guys are healing and stuff and such. You don't learn too much. These guys lived, in a sewer, having basically escaped from a Pentex laboratory, some years ago. They were living in a sewer in Cedar Rapids, well to the west. When the change happened, they kind of started roaming, realizing that there were far fewer restrictions on what giant frogmen could get away with. and then basically with their natural call it animal magnetism to corruption, we're on their way to Rockford when they sensed this creature had set up shop in the river, and that seemed like a real good spot to hang out. So they came here, kind of negotiated with it a little bit because it was a little bit above animal function. Basic ability to communicate to the effect of feed me and I won't eat you. The one little bit of information that is currently not known to you or anyone else in the party is that the frogs were never, ever, ever allowed onto the island that is out there in the river. The snake thing wouldn't allow it. They could be in the water all around it as much as they wanted, but they could not get come on the island.
Neat. We love plot hooks.
But yeah, there were only three of these guys. Basically, three brothers. And yeah. He's the last one of this particular bunch.
Okay. Well. We're just gonna not put the pieces back together after picking his brain apart. And, later, dude.
Let him forget how to get back to the material realm.
A drooling husk left in the Umbra.
Okay.
Something will eat him, and that'll be problem solved.
With that, with a moment also, one of these goons, if I can find it, I think it's Stellus. Yep. Oh, I thought that's what it was. Never mind, for now. Hopefully they just come back soon, I guess.
I mean, I assume Tyrion would reach out to his people in some kind of way.
Yeah, I thought I'd put if you don't mind a light retconning of correcting something. I have a spirit mage. I thought I'd put basically sending stones with. Turns out I wrote it down as seeing stones to talk with ghosts.
Fantastic. Which is, I mean, you have multiple not, core mages.
Yeah, if one of them is also correspondence. Whatever hoopla route you want to go on, I don't want to get stuck on it.
They can also, like, see that the fight is over. It's not like they said they were going to be circling. So, like, they can just see that the fight's over and would theoretically eventually investigate that.
Hey, the lightning stopped flying. We should go look.
Yep. And they turn back up. About what? 15 minutes later and park in the field nearby.
Ace is back by then.
Well, let's try to figure out what we need to do with the body, if there's any parts of it we should save.
It's wormish. We probably burn the whole thing.
I was going to say, I assume we're not playing by Monster Hunter rules where you're just like, fucking scales and claws, we can make something out of this. Feels like a good way to accidentally be a Black Spiral Dancer.
Right.
Astoria is making notes on it, though, before we destroy it.
And that's things we save.
Astoria, no, did you know these things were, like, intelligent?
Did I know that?
Kind of, yeah. Like, as far as anyone's ever understood, they have at least, like, a very minor intelligence.
They're what do you mean?
Animals.
What do you mean, like, slightly more than animal, or like real intelligence?
Like intelligent enough to have made a deal with the frog people, and also to have made it pretty clear and like stipulated to them that they're not allowed on the island, which I imagine is probably because that's where it keeps its secret shit, or its valuable shit, or its babies. Whatever's there, I'm sure we should probably go there.
Yeah, and destroy it at the very least.
Yeah. Also, Jessica, by the way, good instincts on that weird puddle. It was still alive, and it ran into the Umbra, but I caught it.
Oh, yeah, that didn't seem... Yeah, that didn't seem like it was actually gone. Is it dead now?
I'm going to go with yes. And we're going to leave it at that.
Fair enough. We'll leave it at that. She looks a little squicked out, but she's not asking questions.
So anyway, yes. It's... As far as that guy was aware, it was just the three of them and the snake thing. And there's some shit on the island that we're not supposed to go look at, which is exactly why we should go look at it. This does kind of put a damper on the whole capitalism thing. But I imagine these people are probably still scared enough that they're going to want to buy weapons, even if they don't need them immediately. So we're probably still intact on the mission.
Well, at the very least, we've stopped this from becoming a issue otherwise.
That too.
Where did they come from, though? You said you picked its brain.
Benji, help me out with the town name again.
Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids. In the sewers.
I wonder if apparently they came there's a Pentex lab after there. The change.
They got out of a lab, and I feel like it's at least mildly concerning to know to figure out what exactly happens to, I don't know. Pentex is fucking weird, but I can't imagine they have cool things that are going to escape their containment with the end of the world and make the world better.
Yeah, no.
Can we just have like you and Jesse and everybody that we know that can do fancy distance work, just divert a meteor to that lab and not go there, because I don't want to go there.
Well, I mean, Frog Cedar Rapids is a almost as far as us from the Fae Kingdom. From them to Cedar Rapids is probably a little further.
That sounds like we let the Fae Kingdom deal with it then.
Which is why I'm wondering if these creatures got around it.
We should probably let them know that there's...
Yes. We will also definitely need to do that.
Gross frog people escaping containment.
But I have a feeling that island may need to be our first issue to deal with. You said there weren't more?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at the very least, this will... I'm sure these town people will like us a little more.
Yeah, speaking of which, out of character, Benji. Mm-hmm. About how far is it to go back to our paranoid friend from earlier? This isn't like a super huge town, is it?
No, it's like a 10-minute walk.
I'd say it's a decent puzzle town, but yeah.
It's like a 10-minute walk. Let's go back and just let him know that that we're the big bad heroes. Oh, wait. Because we had retreated back out of town to prep, so we're probably just going to end up walking by that dude's house again on the way back in, aren't we?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, no, when we're walking back in, we're going to knock on his door.
Part of me waited for the part where you were like, Chase takes the thing's heart and sets it on his doorstep, and that's it.
Oh, man. I'm very tempted to bring an eye at this point.
Maybe don't give them souvenirs.
No, we burn this thing. I was pretty thorough with that guy, and I'm quite confident, to the best of his knowledge, the worm and the three frogs are it for the things plaguing this town. Are we comfortable with assuming that we're no longer needing to be in an immediately paranoid state?
I mean,
no.
Jessica looks at Astoria like, is he serious?
It's still kind of the end of the world.
I suppose, to clarify, are we comfortable with the idea of taking things back to a slow and methodical approach rather than a hurried one?
Probably yes.
In that case, stay here long enough to burn this thing, because that's gross and it needs to not be here. And we definitely need to not find out that one of its super special secret powers is that its eyeballs can possess people even after it's dead and it'll be back next year or something.
As soon as Chase starts talking about setting it on fire, Jesse starts, like, not slowly, but not rushing toward the body.
Whoa, hold on. Give me just a second. Astoria is, like, scribbling notes as Jesse's walking over her.
Also, maybe we do this in a way that we don't build more paradox? We don't want another backlash now, do we?
I mean, the thing's covered in oil. We can probably just set it on fire with a lighter.
Okay.
Nina, get one of the flint.
Olathe's aware of that. It's stopping Jesse from kicking it so hard that the entire thing goes up in flames.
How did you know?
Yeah, we don't need, like, a 700-foot-tall pillar of fire that announces God himself has personally visited here or anything. Just,
that's not fucking fine.
You already brought down a meteor. You got to have your fun.
Yeah.
And I zapped it.
And
it was spectacular. And later, when we're somewhere safe, there's going to be a bottle of wine and a lot of shouting about how well you've done today. But at the moment,
Jesse looks real proud.
Keep it contained. Keep it safe.
But come on, fire is like my thing.
I know.
It is, but we don't want a backlash now, do we? Because next time it might be you that lights on fire with the backlash.
I'm not even, it's not even bubbling that much.
Yeah, but this is like stop number one of checks notes, several.
Okay, fine.
We're into this for the long haul. Either way, Astoria. If it would make you feel better, I can do a walk around, commit this whole thing to memory, and share it with you later.
Give me just a second to check it over with the spirit vision real quick, and
Astoria,
sure.
Didn't Astoria get mind one?
Yes, specifically. That's what she was about to do.
Never mind then. Go right ahead. And,
I hope you feel like you all have done this before.
Several times.
We almost got, I'm still not convinced that we did get away, but we almost got eaten by a Nexus crawler once.
We've never done it with a giant snake. Catfish thing.
Yeah.
This is
new.
But dealing with, I don't know, monsters beyond comprehension, it does seem to keep cropping up. It wasn't back by dancers or Nexus crawler.
We saw a Zamichi meat monster.
Darren's going to give that just the most... Oh. Nod.
Olathe's like trying to point out positives that are just horrific.
Well. On the note of how terrible this place seems, do we have an idea of the population in this area?
Do I have an idea of what the frog people believe the population to be in this area?
Olathe could probably give like a before all this number, roughly. We passed the city sign that said X people.
I mean,
correspondence life.
Olathe would know that before, would probably know that before the change, it was about 15,000. Extrapolating on people that have been eaten, people that have fucked off, people that have starved, people that have been murdered, there's maybe 5,000 left scattered throughout the town.
Cut it by 2/3, probably. Maybe.
Does that line up with what the frogs think?
Yeah.
Thumbs up from Chase.
And
I don't know what would remain of any kind of authority, but I suppose that'll be the next thing we need to find, or help them set up a council that won't be abusive, power-hungry fucks.
What's-his-face said something about them having a mayor who last he knew was still alive?
You think the mayor knew anything about this?
I think that's a good place to start, and when it inevitably turns out that the mayor is dead, then we go back to... We could go with option set them up a council, or we could go ahead and see if they want to join part of something slightly larger with Kirkland.
There's a lot of distance for us to try to administrate this from that far away.
Alternatively, if you seem more adept at crawling through people's minds, given your conversation in the past few minutes.
Yeah.
If you could find someone with a notion for it, we could just give them the tools to do it themselves.
Yeah, teach a man to fish, you know.
Set up someone trustworthy. On someone who we can set up as a functional leader that will preferably be favorable to us in the future and, you know, do blessings and...
That was more what I was thinking along the lines of set up a council of
instill them with
friendly people.
Yeah.
Because instill them with
the ability to lead and health to do so.
They are a decent link between us and the Fae, and more allies in the area would certainly be helpful and preferable, especially when it's cross at river crossings and things like that that people are most likely to come across.
Yeah, absolutely. But
I don't think we could do a good job of administering.
Not in the immediate sense, no. But I think we would do well to see if we can orchestrate this in such a way that it paves the way for eventual incorporation into something larger. Because we're going to need to group several of these things into something larger if we are going to have any hope of contesting the Risen Kingdom.
Yeah. Allies like we are with the Duchy. I can agree with that.
Does that mean we're putting a door here?
I think we're running out of doors.
We are getting kind of low on doors, but this was still just like a couple of hours by horse, right?
I thought we flew.
It was like a 30-minute flight for us.
Like, yeah, it's like a day and a half, maybe, at most.
What's the name of this town again? Dixon, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's also just, like, a trail of knocked-over trees right there, right?
Trail of knocked-over trees and exploded houses, yeah.
What I was going to go for is, I think it's been stated we have a pile of woodworkers. We could make some doors.
key...
I mean slots, magic slots.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it sounds like you physically need, like...
No, we brought one with us.
Yeah. You don't want to leave just that one. I mean,
the key only handles so many.
Chris, the key can link two existing doors up to five, When it is inserted into a random door, it can open to one of those five locations, and I believe four of those are already set to places we visit more often than here.
Fair enough.
It's not a problem of having a door to plug it into. I'm out of save slots.
Got you. I thought that was like you're conditioned to a spell whole time.
No, I need this door.
Amazing.
Chase.
Is this you actually explaining it to Tiernan, please? he doesn't know the door, right?
Door, why not? Key?
I mean, I know you brought a door. I've just thought that was a paradigm, and I'm a wizard and not going to question that part.
Chase, at some point, we should spend a little time studying that key and see if we can make a few more.
Yeah, probably. I mean, some of you are even like talented enough to do that now. That's a good idea.
In other news, where are we on the course of like staying here for a couple days? Are we trying to investigate this island right now? I don't think that's a bad thing to go investigate
I think we deal with the island now.
Yeah, we're getting back on track here with make sure Astoria has had enough time to document everything that she would like to. Offer to do some sketches from memory later, if that will help. And then carefully dispose of the body via fire until this thing is not here. And then knock on paranoid old dude's or paranoid middle-aged dude's door. Let him know, like, hey, we killed everything. Obviously, you're going to be panicked for a while, so, like, I guess stay hibernating for a week if you want to, but it should be safe. And then keep moving on to investigate the island, I think, is the sketch of what we should be doing.
Yeah.
Deal. I would like to, once we've done all the needs to be addressed parts, picking leadership and blessing them to have some kind of luck, I think, would go a long way.
Yeah. Further down the road.
But that's not a right now issue, yeah.
Loth, you said something? Or started to?
Yes, I'd like to do the investigations real quick before we move on. If that's okay. My roles for the beastie.
Ben, I think that's you. Are you muted?
Yeah, no, go ahead. I told you in the DM, go ahead and do the
thing. First of all, I'd like to retrieve the meteor. And then second of all, I'd like to roll some stuff. Is that going to be intelligence investigation or perception occult, maybe?
Yeah, I guess to, like, investigate the creature a bit more.
She's just trying to add a little bit to her notes on what it is, what it does, how it works, just so that there's a little bit more information.
Yeah. Perception occult is workable.
Okie dokie.
What diff?
7.
3 successes.
Okay. Definitely a hybrid of some kind. You're 90% sure that there's both Weaver and Worm influences going on here. And that some kind of combination of creatures happened. It doesn't look like something that a mage did, more than a couple of spirits collided and this happened. Because part of it looks like it belongs in the Umbra, part of it looks like it's supposed to be here. But all in all, like, you don't learn too much you didn't already know. It definitely was spiritual in nature, not just a large animal. It probably had the capability of stepping sideways itself. In general, spread wormish corruption everywhere that it went. It wasn't drawn to the corruption, it created the corruption. And would have continued to do so as long as it was left alive. Any other particular information you're looking for on it?
Not specifically. And then I'm going to do a mind roll just to memorize the whole thing as I'm going.
Okay.
And that is 3 successes.
That'll definitely do it.
Astoria rejoins the conversation and sweeps a hand at the beastie and says, "I'm good if you guys would like to burn it now. Thanks."
Absolutely. You know what has just occurred to me, and I know it's weird for this to have, like, pop into my brain now? We should collaborate on an illustrated guide to all the fucked up shit that's out here that can be distributed to the populace so that people are more aware of what's going on here. And, like, maybe at least won't get killed.
Like some kind of a wasteland survival guide?
Oh my god, did you play Fallout 2?
Fallout what?
Fallout 3, technically, but...
That TV show?
No. Never mind.
I don't think the Fallout TV show came out before the change happened.
Fallout 3 very much did, which has a whole quest line with Moira about making the Wasteland Survival Guide. Which can be found in later games.
Yeah, the Fallout TV show didn't come out until...
April 24, April. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Then it would have just been Fallout what?
It's video game that was...
Boomer.
I think that's a good idea.
That is gonna get, like, a narrowing of a length of time!
She's, like, 10 years older than Chase.
Practically ancient.
Anyway, I think that would be something that we should absolutely collaborate on. Because we definitely, like, have the magic required to manufacture at least a couple hundred of these in not too much effort.
Honestly, that and things like basic cookbooks probably wouldn't be a horrible idea.
Yeah, next time we have, like, a minute. That'll be our next background project, I think. Anyway, Jesse, you are go for Fwoosh, and light him up. Let's go.
Wait, for real? Hell yeah. No hesitation, she goes.
Carefully.
Yeah. Get my dice back out. Please don't fuck.
Why would you put them away?
It's just in a whale. Right here. It's easy to get back out. I just have to make it throw up.
Not at all a demented sentence. It's just in a... Just Mom, put more, more plastic in whales. That's what we need.
Three successes.
Okay.
And she is gonna, like, roundhouse kick this thing.
Roundhouse kick that, bitch.
Yep. She's gonna walk up and it's gonna have, like, you know, a good grunt and effort in there, like a like she's gonna fucking kick this thing.
Okay. Yeah. It is, as previously stated, covered in and, like, partially made of petroleum. It does just start burning quite briskly and warmly. It is very hot. Probably don't stay in here for super long.
Yep.
I was about to say, she's immediately going to, like, stumble backward and then, like, oh, shit.
And there's a column of black acrid smoke rising up from it.
Hey, Jesse, you remember that time I said be careful?
I fucking heard you!
No, that was about what I expected.
Benji, for
I think it would backgrounds. Be Dexcraft to answer that question, but
that's fine.
I could, yeah, I think it'd be Dexcraft.
That's fine. I have made a dice roll assuming that, as yeah. It was the worst dice pool I have.
Yeah,
but that's what Tiernan's up to. You all are talking all this big stuff. He's just like wandered off, pulled a little whittling kit out of a pocket on his large robe, and has notably carved a small frog man out of a chunk of splintered wood that the not-quite-Hydra knocked over.
Does Jesse notice him doing this on her walk back?
Are you obsessed with your fire?
No. As soon as it starts going off, she's like, oh shit, she's gonna like rush away from it.
It's the chaos she makes.
A big
she enjoys thing. Setting fire, but she doesn't necessarily bask in it. It's more of like a cathartic thing for her anger. She's a very angry person.
The excitement of starting it, not wanting to be there for the results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just like setting the fire.
It's yeah, the release like a, of breathing fire.
Yes.
I assume this
which
is like
she's also done.
20 minute ish in character conversation and ordeal.
Yeah.
So this is not like the most intricate little thing. But once that's done, if I'm remembering right, who gave me Quintessence?
Chase and Olathe?
Well, shit.
I think both of us passed off like a couple.
I'm going to say Chase helped you generate it in Kirkland. Olathe handed you beads of quintessence here, I believe.
That. I'm going to have to make more frogs.
Does Jesse notice you carving this frog?
It's not like a secret thing.
Okay.
Yeah, she would
know. Sure. I just love it. Like, the statement of I have to carve more frogs.
And then she's gonna like walk over. Is he like sitting down or is he standing?
It's just kind of been like standing a little to the side.
She's gonna like walk up and look at it for a second.
Yeah.
A moment of silence, and she's gonna go, I think you're my favorite new person in a long time.
I'm very glad to hear that. I think I have to make more of these.
Damn, okay.
I said in a long time. You've been around for a hot minute.
It's yeah, like the difference between a shitload and a fuck ton.
Metrics. And I don't fuck with those. So I don't know.
Dan is going to laugh a bit at that. And promptly hand you the little frog before going and collecting another chunk of wood. Enough to make
me?
A few of these.
Oh my god, I love it!
That's an original.
She's gonna cup it with both hands and like gently hug it.
It is just like, you know, 4 inches tall is how my brain's imagining it.
Yeah.
You have a I took the evil out of it. It doesn't have like the dead eyes and the, you know, it's a big mouth, but probably looks more like a Magic the Gathering card.
Mouth.
Putting it on her character sheet.
Mouth.
But I did need to thank those two for Quintessence. I don't know how dealing with that poison would have gone had I not had enough of that to remedy that situation. So, many thanks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We'll need to, I think, work on getting you a more steady supply, but there may be a few areas around where we can work on that with.
Well, the more alive you are, the more likely I am to get home.
Fair enough.
Like, to be perfectly fucking honest, I like you.
That is also true.
I'm trying to get home.
Well, I don't think the group over there will abandon you the moment something bad happens to me. But I understand the sentiment and I even appreciate it.
Look, man, time magic is super important, and it's the reason Samson's still here, and you do that too. So, yeah, man, you gotta stay alive. Do you need more quintessence, by the way?
Likely, yes. I'm not afraid to ask for help. I don't have a node.
me neither. I just make it.
My node lives in that. Any gestures over to the ship.
That may be something we need to do before we head to the island.
We could also remotely check the island to see if there's anything there before we get there.
I hadn't noticed anything before, but...
Not that I want it to be the answer I expect it to be, but time check? Elaine, are you good?
Oh, I hadn't even looked. Why'd you gotta do that?
Because it's 10:15, and I'm trying to make sure that people don't make bad life choices.
Thanks for looking out. You're fucking right.
I have one last question that Elaine probably has a lot of interest in also. Once the thing is burned away, what's the, is the entropy there neutral now that hopefully all the worm taint is cooked?
Yeah, there's not a lot of wormish entropy here. Just traces of it, but like back at the river, probably a different story.
Well, I'm not worried about the river quite yet. We called a fucking meteor.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a blacksmith. In my merry band of misfits. Or metal worker, I should say. It's blacksmithing. How hard would that be to collect and add to their supplies?
I suppose that depends on who all's after this meteor.
The Astoria has already mentioned it.
Yeah, Astoria picked it up, but I mean, if I guess it's technically yours. So
I missed that. I'm sorry. No, I mean, upon seeing that or realizing it, whichever one you'd rather, he's just going to ask, did you have a plan for that?
I did, but not all of it if you need some.
I mean, can't we just pop it in Chase's printer?
Feels like it loses the magic to make copies.
Doesn't that make more shit?
What are you, a diamond snob? Synthetic is just as good as the real thing.
So I'm right?
With everything, but
also how difficult is it to, like, what is the input cost of print meteors?
Nah, I mean, if we're talking about metaphysically, I think the act of having been to space is probably the part that makes them more magical, but we can just put refined iron in space and bring it out and bring it back. That probably counts.
This is more along the lines of, you know, crafting, making small weapons or what have you.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to scam divine magic or, you know, that kind of stuff in general. Scam a paradigm. Con it.
I mean, we successfully scammed fate with the cabin, so...
That's frankly a hilarious concept to Tiernan, who is completely based on believing in a higher power and not trying to scam them. Yeah. It's like genuinely hilarious. It's like that's silly.
Is it the material composition of the sky metal, or is it the fact that it has been in the sky? Because if it's the fact that it's been in the sky, I've got like high carbon steel that we can put up there and bring back, and then that'll be high carbon sky metal. But
Well, if it's just become a composition, this conversation,
we can just replicate the composition.
Regardless,
either way,
I we can definitely have a ceremony knife or what have you, whatever Benji allows an NPC to make in the background, with an allowable amount of meteor per Astoria.
Astoria just needs a very small amount. You can absolutely probably make a knife out of it still. She needs a very small bit.
And what Astoria is after out of this meteor, yeah.
Yeah, we can give it to the NPC that has like 8 dice to doing that split if you want.
Sure.
And like matter magic.
As a walking cliche, I think I'm obligated to see about getting a fancy sky metal edge to my katana, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, it depends on how real you want it to be.
it
sounds like you just don't give a shit.
Jace just doesn't believe that strongly in meteorite metal. It's not his paradigm, so like...
Astoria and Tyrion do.
Yeah, like...
Very strongly.
It is specifically a, do I want to lean into the cliche, followed by, there's people that actually like think that does something. I'm not trying to take that from them.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's useful to someone else. It would just be for the memes for me.
Yeah, go ahead and mark it down on your sheet. I have enough marked that it will be fine for what I need it for.
That's fine. I didn't even realize you had said it earlier. My bad.
All good.
Okay. In the interest of time.
Yeah.
Probably call session there, and we will pick up next week. We'll pick up next week with continuing adventures in Dixon and investigate the island, et cetera, et cetera. Sounded like.
Yeah.
Are we checking remotely? Is Jesse doing big look?
I guess my question is, I already looked at the island, Ben, I didn't see anything, correct?
I mean, there's looking at the island, and there's actually investigating the island, because a big chunk of that island is underwater.
Yeah. Probably yes to the investigating remotely.
Moth had Jesse probably work on that.
Moth had mentioned doing a Spark Notes write-up for the plan. I figure we'll hash that out right now, unless Moth and Benji are also hopping out right away.
Probably not immediately, but not going to be
just
super long.
Gonna take a couple minutes to note down the brief one. XP?
3 for everybody.
Yo!
Alright.
Let's fucking go.
That takes us to 160?
Yes.
I believe so.
It must be at 20 in my bank.
I'm at 26 and would like to just go ahead and pull the trigger on the Matter 4 that I've been working towards for the last several months in character.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
That brings me back down to 2.